Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
It is a beautiful, cold Monday afternoon in December. Another cold night tonight and a cold morning tomorrow morning, and then warming up. It'll be in the 70s by the weekend. So if you like it cold this time of year, enjoy it because it won't last. The Saints won their second in a row at home in the dome in front of the home crowd, and that's awesome. And the progress that the Saints have shown these last 2 weeks is memorable. It's noticeable. And Tyler Shuck could be that quarterback. You know, Trevor Lawrence, as celebrated as he was coming out of Clemson and being a top draft pick, Trevor Lawrence struggled the first few years of his career. Struggled. And look at him now. After a few years, he's killing it. And he's just having a great year this year. And they're on the path toward possibly getting to the Super Bowl. I mean, they're going to the playoffs and they're playing great football. The Jacksonville Jags defense is a good defense. So, you know, they're doing really well. The dynasty of the Kansas City Chiefs is over for now. They may come back. I have a lot of respect for them and all they accomplished. But I'm not crying over this, you know, this elimination from the playoffs. I was tired of the Kansas City Chiefs winning all the time. I want to see some new people in there, and we're going to see some new people in there. I mean, the Chicago Bears have a shot at it. The Denver Broncos, I mean, they continue to kick ass, and they came back to win their game. It didn't look like they were going to win at one point, but they came back to win. And Sean Payton's doing a hell of a job with a young quarterback, Bo Nix. He's doing a hell of a job with that team in general. And so there are going to be some new teams in there. The New England Patriots may be back with a young quarterback. And so I think there's a lot of excitement in the NFL. There are some dominant teams, but they're not so dominant that we just know who's going to be in the playoffs. There are a few games left to go, and a lot can change. And even though the Saints aren't going to be in there, I'm really invested in the NFL this year, and I'm really enjoying watching the games. And I'm going to enjoy watching Miami and the Steelers tonight. And there's been a lot of talk about Mike Tomlin, coach of the Steelers, and if he's going to stay in this position. Some people love him and want him to stay, and other people think it's time for him to go because they have not returned to their years of grandeur from the past. But he's definitely a winning coach. If he is released by the Steelers, he will be picked up. And, you know, people often say that if you fire somebody and they get picked up right away, it was the wrong decision. If you fire somebody and they're not picked up right away, it was the right decision. And LSU certainly made the right decision with Brian Kelly, because while he's being talked about, maybe he goes to Michigan, maybe he ends up somewhere, Brian Kelly is not being talked about as a coach that anybody wants right now. Nobody scooped him up right away. So LSU made the right decision there. So I just think there's a lot of excitement in sports right now. And sports provide a great distraction from the realities of our life, and there's a lot of reality that we need distraction from. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. I hope you had a great weekend. I hope you're having a good Monday so far. It's going to be the weekend before you know it, so, you know, don't worry about it. I'm going to remind you, there's a lot of traffic out there these days with people shopping and doing stuff, and when you're not used to traffic being out there, it's going to be out there in different areas. So be sure and drive carefully. The Pelicans have also won two in a row, and I don't know whether it had any impact at all, but we've been talking a lot about Zion, and I'm not taking credit for this, but I'm just reflecting what fans are saying, and a lot of fans are just really frustrated with Zion Williamson. And so I think it's interesting that he came off the bench. He was in the game last night. He wasn't supposed to be reevaluated for another week or so. So he was back in early, and I've been a little suspicious about some of his injuries that have kept him out of the game, and I think it's going to be sad if the Pelicans do trade him, and I think it's probably time for them to move on him unless he just suddenly shows this great turnaround. But he killed it last night. But, I mean, he needs to do that if he wants to be marketable to another team. But I would hate for Williamson to go on to another team and do better with them than he did with the Pelicans just because he's more dedicated. Or maybe he's more disciplined. Maybe the coaches do a better job. You know, you and I have seen a lot of players leave the Saints and go to other teams and just kill it with the other teams. They could have done it with the Saints, but they didn't. And so I hope that there is commitment on the part of the Pelicans to get these players to do the best they can do, because in a brief period, I think 20 minutes, Zion scored about 15 points, something like that. And that was really impressive coming off the bench. So, you know, if he's dedicated and puts his mind to it, he's a great player. He's unbelievable. But the question is, can he do that? And if he can't do that with the Pelicans, then, you know, I think it's time for them to move on him. And I'm sure they would get a lot for him in return. So anyway, we'll see how all of that develops. But they have won two in a row, and that is good news. And I guess they're not really going to dedicate to a new coach yet until, I don't know. I mean, maybe they have to wait until the end of the season. But, I mean, that's a long time. I mean, the Pelicans are not out of it. The NBA season is so long that the Pelicans are not out of it. Nobody's going to the games because fans don't sense this commitment to the team. Now, if the team wins, that's going to help a lot. But maybe the players don't pick up on a true commitment on the part of the owners and the owner and the management. And maybe they feel, you know, subconsciously struggling right now. Maybe they just feel like everything's there's not a strong commitment to the Pelicans. And, you know, I know verbally everybody says that there is, but maybe they don't sense that. I don't know. But anyway, they've won two in a row, and that's good. And look, going back to the Saints have won two in a row. The Jets come to town this weekend, and I think the Saints can win three in a row. And I think the Saints show even more promise this week. Also, let's talk about Tulane getting ready for the college football playoffs. And at the very beginning of the season, before the season started, if somebody told you who was going to be in the college football playoffs, Tulane or LSU, how many people would have said LSU? Many. And Tulane is in the playoffs and LSU is not. But that is about to change with Lane Kiffin. And there's a lot of pressure on him to change things right away. And I think because of the portal, he can change things almost right away. But Tulane had a rough time. They had it handed to them by Ole Miss earlier in the season. But this is a different Tulane team, and I talked about this last week. And I think Tulane might upset Ole Miss. And I think they're going to give them one hell of a game, but they might actually win. I mean, this would be incredible. This would be like a Cinderella team in the college football playoffs. So I hope it happens, but that's coming up this weekend. We get back to the college playoffs coming up. And Saturday, this coming Saturday, this is when the NFL games start to appear on Saturdays, which is really cool. All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. I'm really excited about the Saints. That win yesterday just felt so good. And just, it was the way they did it. And again, Chris Olave, who has been criticized for not catching passes, appearing to not really care, he showed that he cares, and he was grabbing some great passes. Also, Juwan Johnson, who was dropping passes, was catching a lot of passes. I mean, like, really, I mean, like, fighting for the ball. That looked great. This new receiver, Valet, you know, he seems to be amazing. Estime was running the ball. Neal was running the ball. I mean, we had some stuff going on without Alvin Kamara and without, you know, without Rashid Shaheed, who was traded to the Seahawks. So, you know, there was a lot going on in that game yesterday. And the defense looked good. And, you know, there were times the offensive line looked good. And then, you know, Shuck did use his legs a few times. All right. The other big thing that we have to get to this afternoon is the murder of Rob Reiner, who was Meathead on All in the Family. He was the liberal son-in-law to conservative Archie Bunker's character. And that show really, really did reflect the divide between right and left, conservative values versus liberal values. Back in the 70s, we were divided back then, but we were all Americans first. Today we're divided, but we're not Americans first. We're conservative or liberal first, we're American second. I find that really sad. It was tragic that Rob Reiner was murdered. You have heard in our news that his 32-year-old son, Nick, is in custody on suspicion of murder. His son, it's hard to believe this because his dad had so much money, but his son was homeless, had drug addiction issues. We don't know what was going on there. Maybe he was kicked out of the house. I can tell you this. There are a lot of people in LA and in Seattle and Portland who choose to be homeless. They're young, white men and women who want to rebel against the system of capitalism. And so they choose to be homeless. We don't have to get into that topic, but they choose to, they just leave home. They choose to be homeless. They choose to just reject the whole system of capitalism. Ironically, they depend on capitalism because they're begging for money from people who are part of the free enterprise system. So that's kind of hypocritical, but we could talk about that another day. So I don't know what happened here. Did he choose to just go out on his own and just not be part of his dad's life? I don't know. I don't remember hearing anything in the trades about Rob Reiner's son or any issues with that. Drug addiction is a very, very common thing in a lot of places, and it's not surprising that even the son of somebody as famous as Rob Reiner had addiction problems. And, you know, sometimes people get too much in life and they're never happy. And so they look to something else to make them happy, like, you know, drugs. But I know nothing about what's going on in their life. What I find really sad is the president of the United States took time to blame Rob Reiner for his own death and the death of his wife. The president brought politics into this and essentially said that because Rob Reiner is so against the president and his policies, that that's what caused his death. We have no idea if politics had anything to do with this, but the president was quick to jump on this. And I think that is tragically sad. And I don't see how anybody could call themselves a Christian if they agree with the president on this issue. To call out somebody, to say that they caused their own murder because of politics, to criticize somebody in death, that's not the work of Christianity. That's not the work of Christians. So anybody can call themselves a Christian, but you know, you have to actually act like a Christian in order to be a Christian. It's just the reaction is sad that it became political when there's no evidence that it was political. And I'll tell you something else. To stab somebody is a hell of a lot different than to shoot somebody. Because shooting somebody doesn't take any courage. Because you don't have to touch anybody. To stab somebody, you have to insert that knife into their body. You have to feel their warm body. It's much more personal to stab somebody than it is to shoot somebody. And, you know, you shoot somebody from across the room. You don't have to touch them. You don't have to look them in the eye. To stab somebody, you've got to get right up personal with them and just and stab. You feel their body when you're stabbing them. And it takes a certain kind of person to stab somebody to death. So I think this is tragic. I also think it is tragic that more Republicans are not speaking out on this. I Googled this earlier, didn't find much information. Maybe more are talking now. But it's sad that somebody is judged by their politics. And their death almost seems to be a result of their politics. And yet, those same people wanted everybody to accept Charlie Kirk and denounce his murder, even if they disagreed with his words. I admitted that I didn't agree with a lot of what Charlie Kirk stood for. A lot of it I disagreed with. But I was outraged as MAGA people over his murder. Because I'm a big supporter of freedom of speech. And a bullet or legal maneuvering should not stop somebody's freedom of speech. And so I thought that was horrible. But the very people who wanted everybody to say, okay, you don't agree with Charlie Kirk, you have to denounce his murder. Many of those people seem to be saying, well, you know, Rob Reiner, look at who he is. Look, he was very liberal. He was a, you know, maybe he was a progressive, but he was a liberal Democrat, always talking about liberal Democrat issues, and he was very anti the president. So, you know, that's why he's dead. No, that's not why he's dead. We don't know why he's dead. We have no idea. So why do we jump to that conclusion? If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Boy, the shopping centers were crowded this weekend and people out doing all of their Christmas shopping, and it is that time of year. So we will continue to talk about the Saints' big victory yesterday, but I want to talk about this senseless murder of Rob Reiner, and we have no idea why it happened. But to come to the conclusion that it happened because he's a Democrat or he's liberal is an injustice. And it's really sad. It's sad that America has become this kind of country. If you have a comment, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. This is not the America I grew up in. And this is not the America I want to live in. So I either stay and try to change it or I leave. And I think I'd rather stay and try to change it, because I'm going to have to just continue to ignore some of this political stuff and just live my life, because I have a great life. And I'm not going to let these people who play politics first, I'm not going to let them ruin my perspective on life. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWE.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I think there are many tickets still on sale for the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. It's Wednesday night at 7 o'clock at the Smoothie King Center. And we talked to Al Petrelli last week. He is one of the co-founders of the Trans-Siberian Orchestra and one of the current directors, a musical director, one of the current directors of the whole event. The first time I saw this, I was absolutely blown away. It's a Christmas story set to rock genre Christmas themed music. It's the story of a teenage girl who has run away from home, and there's something inside of her that's telling her she wants to go back home Christmas Eve. She wants to be with her mother, even though she left. She doesn't even remember why she fought with her mother, but she left. The music, the staging, the light show is just incredible. And it's a heartwarming story as well. And it's all woven together in this incredible production known as the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. And I share this with you because it's just a great Christmas experience. And you can, you know, get tickets at Ticketmaster, wherever you get your tickets. But it's coming up Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, and it's amazing. I mean, the kids would love it, too. I'm Scoot. I'm glad you're with us. I hope you had a great weekend. It's a chilly Monday afternoon, but, you know, weekend will be here before you know it. It's going to be 70 by the weekend, so if you don't like this weather, just hang on. We've been talking about the Saints' second win in a row. The Pelicans have won two in a row, and Zion came off the bench and scored a bunch of points in 20 minutes, which was good. And now we're also talking about the death of Rob Reiner and his wife. His son, Nick, who has been known to leave home and live on the streets for days at a time, apparently was dealing with a drug addiction, is being held on suspicion of murder. And there's a lot that we don't know. But we know that the parents are dead. Rob Reiner, such an iconic figure in entertainment. He is a genius when it comes to entertainment. You might disagree with his policies, but you might disagree with Bruce Springsteen's policies, but you still like his music. You know, how many people love this is Spinal Tap? I mean, just a brilliant movie, and Rob Reiner was a big part of that. And the remake, the reboot of Spinal Tap, Spinal Tap 2, something about The End Again or something, I forget the actual title of it, but the reboot of Spinal Tap recently. Rob Reiner and his wife found dead in their house in Los Angeles, and their son Nick is being held. I mean, what could have caused him to do this? You know, that we don't know. But for the president to jump to the conclusion that it was Rob Reiner's politics is dirty. It's very unchristian. And you wonder why the president himself has said, I don't know if I'm going to get to heaven. This might be why. These kind of things might be why he doesn't get to heaven. And by the way, we'll talk more about this. The president was talking more and more about death. Is he not well? Does he know things that we don't know? You know, if there's anything wrong with the president and people are not talking, can you imagine the controversy because of all the people that were critical of the people around Biden who didn't say anything? Are some of those people protecting the president because there's something wrong with him and they're not saying anything to the public? I mean, how hypocritical would that be? I don't know if there's anything wrong with the president. There have been reasons to be suspicious about his health, many reasons. But I don't know if there's anything wrong with him. But I'm not bringing it up. He himself is bringing up the topic of death and whether or not he's going to go to heaven. And over the weekend, he was talking about his son, Don Jr., and he said that his son, Don Jr., would rather be in the jungle hunting than mourning him after he dies. I mean, why even bring that up? He's just talking about Don Jr. is not going to be mourning his death. He's going to be out in the jungle hunting. And then the president again talked about not getting to heaven, that he wonders if he'll get there. And I think it's something that we should all ponder, because none of us know if we're going to heaven. But when you do things that are so unchristian, if you believe in the Christian faith, and if you believe that that is a path to going to heaven, you can understand why this president is concerned about going to heaven. Because turning it into a political issue when we don't even know if it's a political issue, but making that to be your first reaction is very disrespectful. And it's very disrespectful to all of the people who said, hey, listen, you might have disagreed with Charlie Kirk, but you should denounce his murder. The president doesn't have it within himself to express any empathy over the death of Rob Reiner. He immediately went for the jugular, the political jugular, and talked about, well, his liberal politics, the fact that he's a Democrat, is the reason he's dead. Let's go to Mike in Mid-City. Mike, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, well, yes. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Yeah, man, I believe the reason why Rob Reiner is dead is because of his son on drugs. I mean, he got $4 million bail. His son is on, and I totally agree with you, you know, about the knife and the gun.
Yeah.
You know, all right. Now, as far as Donald Trump, I feel that, you know, I think he might suffer from a little PTSD because of everything he's been through in the last 8 years. You know, with the coat trials, with the impeachments, with the nail. He came within a half an inch of having the back of his head blowed off. You know, and Rob Reiner was very political, and he was an adversary to Donald Trump.
Okay. Well, no, I clearly understand that, but that doesn't. There's nothing that lends itself to suggest that his death is about politics.
Well, I think he probably went over a little overboard with saying that, and the reason why I believe he said that because both of them were adversaries. You know, Trump. I obviously believe that. You know, he suffered from Trump derangement, you know, I'm sorry, you know, but, you know, and Trump just couldn't help himself. You know, let me say this, Scoot. Going back to the looking at the Charlie Crist situation,
mm-hmm.
Okay, I mean, you have, you know, like Charlie Crist's wife.
Charlie Kirk.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Charlie Kirk, his wife, all right, she wears a piece than to be right, okay? And in this situation with Trump, he rather be right than, you know, than to go about it peacefully. Mm-hmm. You know, people expected him. I, and not only that, too, I think a reporter needs to ask Donald Trump, is he going to fly the flags that have staff behind Mr. Ryan's death? That'd be a real good question for one of the liberal reporters to take an ask.
What do you think he'll do?
Well, I think it's a fair question. You know what I mean?
What do you think, Trump? What do you think the president will do?
Do you think the last two presidents would
I don't know. I can't think of the. I don't know what the precedent is for lowering the flags to half staff when it comes to a celebrity. I think that's more reserved for politicians. Maybe it's happened with celebrities that I can't think of a moment.
He was a political. Just like Kurt was a political figure, Rob Reiner is a political figure too, because what it stands. He was far left.
Well,
and Kurt was
right. If you're going to do it for Charlie Kirk, maybe you should do it for Rob Reiner as well. Mike, I appreciate the call. If you're on hold, stay with us. And if you want to join us with your comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I just think that as tragic as this is, it's made more tragic by some of the comments and assumptions that that are being made. And I think there is interesting comparisons between the way some people are reacting to the death of Rob Reiner and the way people wanted us to react to the death of Charlie Kirk. And I did react the way I felt I should react. I didn't agree with Charlie Kirk on many, many things, but I also thought that killing him was totally wrong, that nobody's speech, even if I don't like it, nobody's free speech should be silenced with a bullet or with legal maneuvering. All right, if you're on hold, stay with us. If you want to join us, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 2014, Little Big Town released the song Girl Crush, and people went crazy thinking that this was a song about lesbians. No, it was a song about a woman who wishes that she was in the position of the girl who is now with her boyfriend. It wasn't about lesbians. Her boyfriend was now with another woman, and she had a crush on the woman because she wanted to be her because she was with her boyfriend. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWE.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you will. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, happy birthday today to Don Johnson. Don Johnson. Biggest role was, of course, Miami Vice. Don Johnson, 76 years old today. In the 80s, he tried to become a rock star, and he had this song called Heartbeat that I actually played on the air. I always thought it was kind of a terrible song. It's interesting that there are actors who try to become singers. It's easier for a popular singer to become an actor than for an actor to become a popular singer. I'm not sure why that is, but that seems to be the case. I'm Scoot, and let's go to Abita Springs. And Shelley, welcome to our show. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
First time caller.
Well, let's give you a little special treatment here, Shelley. Shelley, we are honored that you've been listening for a period of time, and today's the first day you called in. So what has you calling in today?
You know, Scoot, I've listened to you, like, my whole life. I'm grown up listening to you as a DJ and, you know, when you got on WWL. I'm a Republican. I'm not really a conservative. Sometimes I cross the line. Sometimes I believe in different things. But one thing I got to say, if Trump did say that, I haven't heard it, and I will look. And if he did say that, you're absolutely right. He had no business saying it. But Charlie Kirk's assassination in front of his wife and his children, that was definitely political, okay? I think Rob Reiner's son, I really don't think it had anything to do with politics. I read a lot about it this morning. He's been on the street since he was... Since 2016, I think. It's just gotten so out of hand and so crazy.
Yeah.
And I just wonder about you sometimes, because I feel like I've never heard you say anything positive about President Trump. He's done more things in the last 8-9 months than Biden ever did. President Trump's health.
Shelley, let me stop you right here. I'm not gonna get. I'm not gonna get into all of that.
No, you're not.
Let me finish, Shelley.
Because you know you're wrong.
Do you want me to end the conversation now, or do you want to talk to me? It's your decision.
Do you want to continue the conversation, or do you want to just? Yes, sir.
You want to continue? Okay. I agree with you about what you're saying about politics. I've said things about the president, but. In the same way that you probably have opinions about Joe Biden, I have opinions about our current president. I'm entitled to those opinions in the same way that you're entitled to the opinions about Joe Biden. Can you think of anything positive that Biden did?
Not one thing.
Okay, well, he did some positive things, and this president has I'm not going to get into this test here. Shelley, I'm not taking. No, I don't get into this anymore. I'm not about
you're
to.
You're so liberal. You're so
not
liberal now.
Shelley, you're not worth arguing with. I'm not going to argue with you. You're done. You see, if you call this show and you want to be like Shelley, we're going to end the conversation. It's over. I don't have to put up with that, and I'm not going to. Shelley, there were positive things that Biden did. There are positive things that Trump did, and I have said some of the things that I like about Trump. How about closing down the border? I have applauded Trump on that, but Shelley happened to not hear that. I've talked about that a lot. I've talked about closing down the border, a positive thing that Trump has done. And there are a couple of other things that don't come to mind right now, but I've said positive things about Trump. But in the same way that a lot of people have very negative things and only negative things to say about Biden, I have some negative views about the current president. I'm entitled to those views. But Shelley doesn't understand the Constitution.
Asking people to say one thing that they think this president or the president before them or other, what's name one thing they did that's good is a boring, reductive thing to ask.
It's childish.
Because Scoot could have said 10 things that Biden did that was great or that Trump did that was great. And Shelley probably would have not known about nine of them and then would had to have it explained to her. Or she would have said, well, no, that's not really a good thing.
Yeah.
So what's the point?
No,
I mean, why
not,
are we
no
doing
point.
That?
That's why
it doesn't advance the conversation. Nobody learns anything.
No, that's why
you
I'm
could
not
have
doing
just
it.
Stopped, Shelley, with Charlie Kirk's death was political. Rob Reiner's was not. And that's why the flags were raised for
and
him
I agree.
And not Rob Reiner.
And for Shelley to not know what the president has said about Rob Reiner puts her in a very minute group of people because it's all over. But a lot of people don't seek the truth. If there's something negative out there, you see, if you are wrapped up in the conservative media echo chamber, you're not going to hear negative things that Trump does. So we talk about these things and Shelley thinks I'm making them up. I'm not. You're just hearing it for the first time from me because I'm a radical moderate. I'm a registered independent. And I don't owe anything to either party, but I'm honest about what I think about this president. It doesn't mean that I'm bashing all Republicans and all conservatives.
This is what the right-wing echo chamber has done to people in this country over the last 40 years. It's healthy to be skeptical, and it's healthy to not just take everything that you hear in the news at face value. But if it's got you so jaded to the point where you'll hear Scoot talking about President Trump's Truth Social post, and your initial reaction is, man, that must not even be true. Scoot must have just made that up out of the whole cloth just because I didn't hear about it yesterday.
Yep,
it
right.
must be a complete myth, like a unicorn or Moby Dick. Hear us when we say this. We would not be discussing this on the air if it didn't actually happen.
But if you want to get into a conversation, I'll have a conversation with you. But Shelley, until you change your attitude, do not call the show again. Don't even bother. You know, we don't have to take your call. Getting on this show is not your right. It's a privilege. And I hope you understand that. And I hope everybody else understands that, too, because I'll treat you the same way as I treated Shelley if you're going to start an argument, because I don't do that anymore. My life is too good. I'm not going to get involved in it. Man, this morning, it was cold. Kind of chilly today. It's going to be cold tonight and tomorrow morning. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. There were times when the Beatles and the Dave Clark Five were jogging back and forth between the number one song in the country and number two, and Dave Clark Five and the Beatles were battling it out for a little while. Happy birthday today to Dave Clark of the Dave Clark Five. He's 85 years old. And they did songs like Glad All Over and I'm in Pieces or something like that. Anyway, this is one of my favorite songs by the Dave Clark Five. Thought I'd share it. It's kind of a deeper cut because I love you. And I do love all of you. And God, it is so nice to not have to argue with people anymore. God, I just feel like the weight of the world is lifted off of me. Not going to let anybody ruin my buzz and my zest for life. And I stand on the Constitution of the United States and the right to express opinions freely. All right, we're coming back on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.